This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Fear is rising among families in Greater Boston who have children in federal immigration detention. That's particularly since the death this week of a 16-year-old boy from Guatemala. The teenager is the fifth child in 6 months to die after being apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. A community organization in East Boston is trying to keep up with calls from anxious parents, but organizers say their capacity is limited and they're in the midst of a crisis. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story.
Noemi, who lives in East Boston, is dressed in all black. She's come straight from her job in a local restaurant to check in with staff at Centro Presente, an immigrants' rights organization. Noemi says she doesn't know where her two daughters, 15 and 16 years old, are being held.
¿Dónde están ellas? No lo sé, porque nunca me lo han dicho ellas.
Noemi says they called her about 2 weeks ago and said they are being kept in a shelter, but they didn't know where. We've agreed to use only Noemi's first name because she worries for the safety of her daughters while they're in detention. Noemi is in the country without documentation. She sent for her daughters from El Salvador, where they were living on their own. She says the girls left their house on April 24th, headed for the border. She's not sure exactly where they crossed into the U.S., but believes it was in Texas. Noemi says one of the girls called more recently and told her they're okay, but they're sad. They want to be with their mom. Noemi says they're being held together, but they have different caseworkers. She says this makes communication even more challenging.
I'm just calling back. I just received an email.
Patricia Montes is executive director of Centro Presente. Montes says in the past 2 weeks, her group has seen a surge in the number of Central American families calling, desperate for help locating their children along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Fortunately, most of the families are undocumented, and they are afraid because they are undocumented. But at the same time, they also want to know where their kids are.
Montes says her small organization's caseload is already at capacity. She plans to call an emergency meeting of service providers and immigration attorneys to pool resources and help more Boston-area families.
They are afraid because they don't speak the language. They don't know how to navigate the system. They are afraid that if they provide all their information to immigration authorities, immigration can come to their houses. And on top of that, they are watching the news, and they know that Central American kids are dying.
Jaime is also from El Salvador and now lives in East Boston. He, too, made the difficult decision to send for his 14-year-old son, who he says was harassed on his way to school every day, pressured to join a gang. We're only using Jaime's first name out of his concerns for his son's safety. He's relieved knowing his son is no longer in El Salvador and that he survived the journey north. He believes his son is also being held in a Texas shelter, though he hasn't been able to confirm this. He's been there for more than 2 weeks. Speaking about the recent news of a 16-year-old Guatemalan boy dying at the border, Jaime says he won't be at ease until he's reunited with his son.
Yes. Yo sé que no es fácil tanto como para uno que está esperando a alguien que viene.
Jaime says he knows it's not easy waiting for someone to get here, and he thinks it'd be very painful for a parent who hoped they were giving their child a better future, like he thought. He says it must be such a deep pain because the boy didn't come back alive. He came back in a casket.
Él ya no regresó vivo, no regresó en un ataúd.
The cause of the 16-year-old's death is still unknown and under review by Customs and Border Protection. The office says he was found unresponsive during a routine welfare check. U.S. Health and Human Services operates shelters for minors apprehended at the border. On its website, the agency says the process for releasing unaccompanied children to parents involves many steps, including background checks and identity verification. It says the policies are in place to ensure the care and safety of the children. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.